Hello, hello. Here we are back with our episode 2 of season 2. This is Side Note, and I'm Ashley.
And I'm Tyler. And
I was like, should I say it for her? But I don't want to be overstepping your name, you know? So,
yeah, because you would call me something else.
Well, no, I was actually going to say Tyler, but I was like, I don't know if she should say that. I don't know. There was a lot going on. It was a lot of pressure. So
yeah, we're giving you guys an actual intro now. So switching the game up.
Switching it up. Do you remember a couple pods back where I tried doing that and you kind of shut it down? Do you remember when I tried to do that?
I shut like, down the way we did it. Yeah, I thought the way we did it was awkward. It was an awkward way.
It was not. Well, everything I do is awkward. I felt like
we did it in an awkward way.
Maybe. No,
I think the way we did it, because we didn't talk about it, it was an awkward, like, when we did it, it was kind of like we did it on a whim. And it was like, and then we were like, yeah, that. It was like, no. I think we've gotten better at kind of being like, oh, we're going to do this, and that's how it's going to go. Because when we do things on a whim, sometimes they're weird.
I try my best.
Oh, that was loud. No, that was good. I think we should say our own names. Oh, we should say each other's name. Never mind.
Oh, my God.
We'll talk about that after. I was going to say we should say each other's names and confuse people all the time.
Ooh.
How was your fourth...
Sorry, I want to go back to that name thing.
I saw you went to Humble.
Sometimes I'll do that. So like, you know, you go to Starbucks, you guys are both ordering a drink, but you're ordering separately, whatever. So they ask you what your name is, and then I'll use the other person that I'm with, and it just kind of throws them off. I don't know. I think that's funny. It's like my own little ha-ha.
Well, I feel like if I was famous, I would use other people's names all the time. Like, ordering drinks, I would use other people's names.
Oh,
like,
I would see.
Never use, like, I would just be like, I'm going to be Johnny Cash today. Like, I would just use other people's name. I might just start doing that. Because my name always somehow gets messed up when I order things anyway, so.
I feel like Starbucks does that.
That's why I spell it. But it's not just Starbucks, anywhere. That's literally why I spell my name whenever they ask for it.
I mean, yours, I understand.
And you're always like, how did you spell it? And I will say...
They just
because people don't think it's Tyler. So I, because I remember you said it to me the one time. Yeah, or Skylar. Because I think I forgot it was you and I in somewhere, and you were like, "Why did you spell it?" And I was like, "Because they never get it right ever." But that's like your maiden name when you said that people don't get rice right.
And that's 100%.
And I didn't believe you until we went dress shopping. It's weird.
Rice. Oh, okay. R-I-G. No, what? No. But yeah, that happens a lot.
Like the food.
Okay, so W-R-I.
Like the food.
It's so silly.
I really didn't believe you until you said, like, till I witnessed it firsthand, because I was like, it's rice. Like, I don't understand how someone cannot get that right, but I guess... perception of mine. Someone hears something, they go with the opposite. Yeah, no, your fourth. How was it? Speaking of food.
It was cute. We did actually go to Humble. And well, actually that was on the 3rd, but on the actual 4th of July, we went to my grandparents, chilled there for a little bit, and then Kevin's two friends came over and we just like chilled inside. We didn't really do anything. I ended up getting what?
The way you said it, Kevin's two friends.
Did I say
he doesn't have any other friends. You're like, Kevin's two friends. I was like, oh, my bad, Kevin. No, I saw the one picture of you guys. It looked cute.
Oh, yeah, that was when we were at Humble. Oh, my God. So Kevin tried to take a picture.
I feel like that's the most important.
I will get to that. But I just fucking hate it when Kevin tries to take a picture of us. Because, like, he'll take it, but he takes it, like, you know how, like, old men take it from, like, the down angle? He, like, had I'm like, Kevin, honey, I need you to put that shit up. And then he's not doing it right, and I'm trying to guide him, and he's just like, here, you take it. So I actually ended up having to take it because he just doesn't know how to do it. I don't know if Jake does that. Like, does he
get your angles right?
No, he, like, holds it down.
Fuck
like,
no. You're getting Jake all take my pictures chin. Of us.
It's, like, all my chin.
Jake won't take pictures of us. Jake doesn't like to take pictures. The only reason that boy has pictures is because I'm always like, go take a picture that of this. Boy. Go stand over here. Like, I'm guiding him. Like, go take a picture. Even when, because we had the ecosystem together, like, a few weeks ago. And we were like, go stand together with the pizza. Like, to have all four of them together. Like, they don't take pictures. But no, he never. Mm-mm.
What did I eat? Oh, I got a buffalo chicken.
I get our angles. That sounds good.
It was
my own podcast was just talking about how this girl basically they thought a murderer was making the buffalo chicken, but she was like, it was so good that it was worth it if it was a murderer who was making it. I was like, that's wait, not what? Fair, but I can understand.
What happened?
They thought the guy in their town was a murderer. Like, everyone was convinced that he murdered this girl, which, long story short, he didn't. Like, he actually didn't, but everyone kept having, like, the town story. Like, he was, like, Boo Radley, if anyone knows from To Kill a Mockingbird, the book. Anyways, but they kept thinking he was, but he made, at the, like, little town deli, he made the best, like, buffalo chicken. And everyone was like, well, even if he is a murderer, like, it was really good.
Oh, I'm glad he ended up not being a murderer so they can continue to eat his buffalo chicken.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was, like, years, though, that people really just, like, talked about him and said that that was what he murdered this girl.
Oh, for a year. So they just, like, completely disregarded it the whole time.
Well, no, like, the family of the murdered girl also was like, no, it wasn't him. Like, we know it wasn't him. Like, it was just the town gossip of saying it was him. Like, the town just decided it was him.
Wow.
But still went there. Because I guess this buffalo chicken was really good.
That sounds bomb as fuck right now. Buffalo chicken pizza is where it's at. I mean, yes, the flatbread was bomb, but, like, buffalo chicken pizza is my favorite. But I saw you went to...
That's really good cucumber salad. That's opposite. Very opposite.
It is different. Where did you go? I saw you
at... Oh, and the third, we went to Big Truck.
Big Truck.
Big Truck Brewery. Yeah, it was really fun. The only thing that sucked is because it rained here. So it, like, rained, like, twice while we were there, and it was outside. They have an indoor part. So my friends that I went with, like, we, like, grabbed the kids and, like, ran in. And then it had stopped raining, and then we went out, and then it rained once more. So that was the only kind of, like, downfall of it. But it was a lot of fun. They had a donut truck, a Greek truck. A donut truck?
Tight.
Taco truck. Oysters. Yeah. Yeah. It was really an ice cream truck. There was a lot.
Yo, I can hook that shit up.
So we were there from like 2 until, I think, like 9:30. 10, because wow. We left right before the big finale of the fireworks, because Jake and I were like, yeah, we're going to roll out as you're finishing up the fireworks to get home. But it was nice. I will just say, I am not as much of a fan of fireworks as I used to be at all. I've never really been a big fan of fireworks in general, but people have been letting off fireworks since last week.
Oh, and I've been over it since last week. Another week. Yeah, that shit's gonna go.
And it's so irritating. Well, did you see what happened in Ocean City? They had to cancel the fireworks in Ocean City.
Oh my God.
Because someone yesterday morning at 10 a.m. Yeah. Well, they accidentally lit off their fireworks on the truck on the beach. And it was, like, exploding at 10 a.m. It looked dangerous as hell. But yeah, no, I was not a fan of it.
Like, when I was little, I did. I
went to a cookout yesterday. No, I've just never been that much about fireworks. Like, they're, like, nice to look at for a little bit, but overall, I'm like, I'm fine without that. I'm cool.
I really liked it. Like, it's okay. My fondest.
Because we went to hit.
Oh wait, go ahead.
No, I was waiting for you to finish your fondest memory.
Yeah, but then I interrupted you, and I was like, well, ladies first.
No.
No. All right. Continue. So anyway, my fondest memory growing up is because my uncle has his own boat business. Like, he fixes and, like, repairs boats and shit. So he had his little workshop or whatever down in the harbor. And it was so tight because for a few years in a row, we would go down to where he works and we would get on the boat. And it would usually be so crowded if you were, like, a regular, because I guess where the companies and stuff was is, like, behind where all the boats would go, if that makes sense. Like, so we were still on the water, like, yeah, in the boat, but we weren't in the crowd. And that shit was so tight because we had, like, this whole area to ourselves and we could still get on the boat if we wanted to. And then we would just watch the fireworks and it was so nice. And it was just, like, you know, me and all the other little cousins and shit. That was so much fun. I think that's why I liked it for a little while. I mean,
that sounds a lot of fun. But no, that sounds a lot of fun. I'm just, I'm not like super aggressively loud noises. So I'm always like, it's all right. Like we went to his cousin's yesterday for a cookout and we stayed there and then we had come home before they had lit off their fireworks and poor Loki, my cat needs anxiety medication. He was so terrified. Around the house is like this poor thing. Kobu's over here napping, and Loki's like walking around, looking around, like, what the hell's happening? But yeah, I know they're probably, I'm surprised they haven't started yet, letting them off today yet, because they started early, and I was like, I know you can't see them.
I know, I fucking hate that too. Like,
when our neighbors on both sides were letting them off, and I was like,
first off, that's not safe where you're at. What the fuck? She doesn't understand either. Like,
no, not at all.
There's like no trees and it's like dry. No.
Mm-hmm. That's my other point. I'm like, yeah, someone's going to catch something on fire. And I'm going to have to make the choice of like saving my life, saving my books. It's going to be a lot.
I don't know how
throwing the cats in a cat carrier, getting scratched up. There's just a lot of choices.
Are you just going to throw your book? Okay, one? What would you do? Would you just throw your books out of the window and then just, like, go grab them? Because you have a lot of books. There's no way you're packing all that shit up. Like, are you just going to, like, bust through the window and just, like,
I know, I'd have to make a decision.
That's what I think. That's my vote.
No, I'd probably just have to make a decision of, like, what books I want to save the most. That's probably what would kill me in the end. Because I'd be like, I can't take these ones. Right, he'd be like, come on. And I'd be like, well, if I only take one, I have to take all of the Harry Potter series. And I also have the illustrated ones, so I need them. And I'm like, and then I have the New Moon and, like, the Twilight series. And then I have this series that has 20 books in it, so I have to take all 20 of them. And that would be what killed me. I'd be like, I need to take each of them because I don't ever really, I mean, I'm getting better at reading just individual books, but most of the books I read are series. I'm actually looking at the bookshelf right now and there's a lot of series out here. So I'd be screwed. I'd be like, go. Because then my irrational brain would be like, if I throw them out the window, what if they get fucked up when I throw them out the window? I'm like, fuck.
That's just a risk that you're going to have to take.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, I have to take my risks. I also, the other day, random side note, decided to watch like Schitt's Creek from the beginning. So I watched like the first three episodes just because I needed something lighthearted that was shorter than like a full episode. Cause their episodes I feel like are like 20 to 30 minutes and Law and Order's are like an hour. So I was like, oh, I want to watch something short. So I was watching it and I forgot. I was like, I just love David. Like I watched the first, like, yeah, it was the first three episodes and I was like, I just love it. I was like, I'm going to just keep watching this throughout the month too. Cause I'm finally in season 20 of Law and Order. And they're in season 22 right now, so I am almost caught up.
Wait, they're still like,
I don't know.
Like,
I'll have to listen back on our podcast to find out when I started.
No, like they're still
they're actively still on the air.
Jesus Christ,
yeah, they're still on the air right now.
Good for them.
They just started in April of this year was the beginning of season 22.
Killing it!
Like they're still going. But I'm almost now caught up. Actually, I'm worried. I'm probably going to slow down when I get into season 21 because I don't know if Hulu will have the episodes on right after for 22. So I don't want my feelings to get hurt of getting all the way there and then having to wait like a year for them to come on. So I'll probably slow in to when I get to season 21. So that way I can watch like 2 or 3 episodes. But I think they actually actively put them on like right after the episode airs. So
you're going to have to check her out.
I should look at that tonight. I'm going to actually look at it. I mean, if not, there's a whole bunch of shows that I've been telling people I would start, finish. There's some shows I need to finish. Courtney and I are going to have a girls' night and watch Vampire Diaries and the originals all over again because we both like that show. So there's a lot of things that I have to watch too, but
I just restarted rewatching.
Like, literally, when I say there's so many shows, what show?
Parks and Rec.
Wait, let me guess. I was about to say either The Office, Parks and Rec, or what was that other show?
No, I just finished The Office, so I'm trying to just go down the line.
Jane the Virgin. I was going to say it was going to have to be Jane the Virgin. I mean, that's not bad. That show's not as bad as I thought it was. I used to judge you hardcore for that show, but it's not as bad as I thought it was. I mean, when you were here for your wedding, I was like, this isn't horrible.
It is not horrible.
I probably wouldn't actively just sit and watch it, but like, it's not bad. But I actively have a list of shows that people have been telling me, like, you need to check this out. And I'm like, I will. I need to finish Law and Order. Like, I'm in too deep. Right? Like, I'm in deep now. Besides watching Loki for date night, like, it takes a lot. And I'm also actively trying to read my book challenge, which I just bought 4 more books for my book club. So, like, I have a lot going on. And I'm about to be training and kickball. Our kickball game got rained out last week, so.
No doubt.
There's a lot going on. You know, and keeping a full-time job.
So, what am I doing?
Now that we've talked your ear off for 17 minutes about absolutely nothing and everything at all at once, this is the relationship part 2 of the series. Episode 2 of the series, whatever we're calling it. Which, if you haven't already, check out our part 1 of that, which I think was episode 20, was it 26? I'm going to look.
That's what I was about to do. I was looking it up to confirm. Oh my god, I'm fucking stupid.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was episode 26.
What an idiot.
You're what?
I went on the spot, like, I'm on Spotify looking at it, but I hit the playlist, so I'm scrolling down, and I'm like, these are weird, I don't remember naming them this, and then I just realized that I was on the, on the playlist, not our,
oh, you were just know doing what I'm the saying? Whole songs.
Yeah, it was.
I was right, it was episode 26!
Damn, you're killing
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, I'm fucking good.
You're so good.
I don't know why I remembered that, that's really odd, but thank you. Thank you, David. But we wanted to do the part 2 of this, so we pulled some questions that we thought are, like, middle, kind of after dating part, and kind of more in the beginning of relationship stages. And the first one I thought was, like, a big one is, when do you consider a relationship serious?
Okay, there's a lot of... So, some people rush things, and
controversy.
Other people don't. So I think it really just depends on you and that person. Like for me personally, when I considered it serious, when do you consider serious? Because like obviously the first few months of anything is just like, you know, it's a little not, what's the
you
word?
You can't ask my answer. You can't ask my question with a question back.
No, I'm trying to like.
The first few months it's the honeymoon stage.
Yes, that's it. So, like, that I feel like doesn't count. So, I'm going to say, ew, I sounded like a man.
Let's see. Can you not do that into the mic? That was aggressive.
No, I'm just kidding. That was really dry. I got up real close. I'm going to say 8 months.
That's awful. 8 months. What?
Yeah. I feel like that's when you're starting to get into things.
Fair.
8 months. Yeah.
I'd probably say, honestly, I'd say like a year. I'd say a year.
Okay, that makes sense.
Like, to me, like a year is like a year, 18 months. Like that is when you're really, you're kind of, you're past that, like, oh, everything, like, your rose-colored glasses are off, I guess, to say. Like, you're starting to really weed out understanding more about this person. You've probably met their family. You've probably at least went on a trip just you two at that point, even if it's a small weekend getaway. You're, to me, you're probably in that time period at least kind of getting a better understanding of each other, because in those first few months, like you said, it is that honeymoon period, and there's probably, you're on your best behavior, I guess, too.
Right.
And I think a year, yeah. 18 months is...
18 months is like
more serious. Specific. Because
18 months and 3 days. No, but
it's a little over a year, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's when you really are getting more like, okay, this is more of my time. I'm putting more commitment into this. I'm more considerate. It's more of like
comfortable.
Because I feel like sometimes in that, yes. And I also think sometimes in that first year, you still could also be like, you might not consider that other person's feelings in your day to day of what you're doing. Like when you're in that first few months, if you want to just go out and do something or whatever, you might not be considerate of your partner as often because you're like, oh, well, we just started dating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think after that period, it's kind of when you're like, okay, well, we've been together a little bit of time. I might be more considerate of, oh, well, would they want to come out if it's like a group setting of friends? Or you're a little bit more considerate of your partner in that span, in my opinion.
Right. Involved.
And that's when I also think it is more serious. Yeah. And I also think it's a little bit more serious then, too, for you to be like, oh, this is someone I'm starting to envision my time expanding with. Because in that short period of time, it could very easily just be like, I don't know. But in that longer amount of time, that's where I'm like, okay, you're in this for a long haul, possibly. For me, at least. Because I do know some people do that whole long haul thing very in a short timeline. And
yeah,
that's also fine. I just personally don't.
No, because like the first, like you're in honeymoon stage and you're, that's when you're still starting to get to know each other. Hold on.
So we're all going to take guesses that one of the dogs or the cat just came in.
It was both of them. Sorry. But Alan fucking, so the guest room door doesn't shut all the way. And he opens it. And if the door's open, Kevin's playing his games. And he's very loud. So if the door's not shut, you're going to hear, all you're going to hear is Kevin yelling. So.
I mean, I understand that way.
I'm so sorry, y'all. But anyway, yeah, first few months, I'm trying to, like, so when you're first dating, you're not fake, but you're not comfortable yet. So you're still getting to know each other. So I'm going to actually, 8 months to a year, I think, is when I would consider it serious. Honestly, I forgot what I was saying.
And then our next big question that came up with that, the next one was like, when do you think it's appropriate to start having conversations about your future? Like moving in with each other, getting married, if you don't ever want to get married, having kids, if you don't want to have kids, those types of conversations.
I don't know. I kind of feel like those conversations are like further down. So getting serious about your future, I don't know. I kind of feel like maybe, fuck, I don't know, in a relationship. I want to say maybe like a year and a half to 2 years, because after that, it's like, all right, well, where are we going from here?
Yeah, I agree. I think I've been in other relationships too, where I've said out loud, like, not even meaning just to but openly I said, I was like, I want to have kids. I want to get married at some point. And I also said that I think probably, yeah, probably around 2 years with Jake and I, where I had said, like, you know, I plan on, I want to have kids. I want to, and I knew that. And I mean, we were really young and I had said, I don't want that anytime soon, but I do expect that at some point. Like, I would want that in our future. And I knew that I wanted to make sure that that was the same path he wanted, because I also was like, I'm not gonna waste years of my life if that's not what you want, because I also don't want to force you into a life that you don't want. So I feel like if you're, I would say, yeah, like 2 years.
Two years in.
At least to start having the kind of conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it over that year, I think, huh? At least or start feeling around having those conversations. And getting, like, where they may sit at with it. Especially, I feel like, in the case of, like, moving in with each other, yes or no. Like, that can, honestly, that can happen in whatever phase. Some people, it does happen earlier. Some people, it happens later. I think that's a conversation that can happen organically.
Like, moving in with somebody is a game changer.
It is.
Like, it's like, yes, we act this way when we're not, like, when we're apart, when we're not living together, but, like, literally things change when you move in together.
100%. What I mean is, like, the conversation about that can organically happen randomly, mm-hmm. right? Like, sometimes right. those things just organically just happen. But I feel like the conversation about kids and about marriage are very serious conversations, because I think it's been seen before, is people go into a relationship where maybe they both say they don't want to have kids at one point. And this can be any type of relationship. And then one partner decides later on, they're like, well, no, you know, I'm older now and I've seen my friends with kids, or I've interacted with kids, and now they want to have children. And that can change it. Or I'm a good part that I'm thinking of, and you probably don't know who they are, is John Cena and Nikki Bella were in a relationship, and he was very open that he said he never wanted to have kids. He was very, very open about it. And she was like, you know what? I can sacrifice not being a mom. She was like, that's fine. I'm happy. I love you. That's fine. And then as it got longer going on, and then they finally got engaged, she sat down with herself and she's like, I realized I wanted to be a mom. And she's like, I couldn't do that. And they were about to get married. And he was like, well, he's like, we could have a kid. And she's like, it wasn't fair to him that he was going to just do this for me, but that's not what he wanted. And people were like giving them shit, because they were like, you had this whole big engagement and blah, blah, blah. But she was like, it was something that we did talk about, but it changed. She's like, I thought I could live this life, but that's not what I wanted. And I think those are really important conversations to have, because it is something that you don't think about, mm-hmm. and it may change, or even marriage. Some people don't ever want to get married. They want to spend 50, 60 years, but they don't want to change legally their name or get married or have it on a piece of paper. And one partner may feel a certain way about that and another might not. So I think those are important to have probably before, like, to me, I like, don't waste someone else's time.
Right. But mm-hmm. You also don't want to jump the gun too early. Well, for me personally, like, you know, this is just point of view. I wouldn't want to do it too early, because it's one, I don't know, you're still kind of new, and it's like, should we jump into this? Like, should I talk about it right now? It is kind of like a touchy subject. Like, how do you bring it up? Am I doing it too early, or I don't know, but
yeah, I think if you're willing to be saying, I love you and I want to spend my time with you, you should be also willing to have hard conversations. But I'm also not saying do that in like 3 months, but to me, at least for me, I'm like, yeah, like a year to 2 years, probably like closer to 2 years in, to be like, where are we at? Where are our futures going to lead into? But I've also been a very, very vocal person in my relationships, because I've never felt like I'm not here to waste my time or your time. And I've always felt that way. Even as a teenager, I was like, no.
Well, that's good to
be. Those are big ones. I do think moving in, though, I think moving in is one that we should touch on a lot more, too. That is a big.
That's a huge
thing that I don't think people ever really. I personally, and this is just my opinion, fully believe you should move in together before you get married. And I know that's such a big, like, people are like, no, you should get married, then live together, then have that whole modern day religious, that whole trajectory. I don't think it's ever been realistic to me, to be completely honest, because back then you were setting up women for failure. In a sense, because you're putting them with someone that they may not actually fully be compatible with at all. But you're also setting up these unrealistic expectations of what a household should be. But you're setting people up for failure. Like, there are so many things when you live in a household that you don't realize until you live in your own household that you like and your partner may like that you both don't like that's the other person's doing at all. And you have to navigate that. And you should 100% do that before you get married.
Yeah,
because you're married, then there's court documents.
And there's just too much going on there. Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah. I mean, living with someone, it's a lot. And I don't feel like people talk about that. They're like, oh, yeah, just move in together.
No, because
but then it's like, oh, you moved in together before you got married.
He has to get used to your habits, and it's just like there is a lot. Things change,
and
for
then you
sure.
have to make your own habits,
right? And then that's when you start to know everything's going to get more serious because you're with that person all the time. So it definitely plays a role.
And
Kevin and I, well, we moved in with another. When was that? Well, that was because I, like, moved across the country, but I think it was two years.
You guys is a little unique, but still.
It was 2 years for us.
Ours was 3.5.
I remember when, like, he was moving. And I was clearing out drawers and shit. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so weird. Like, I'm making room for somebody else. Like, I don't know. I had this. It was strange because, like I said, I was, like, making room in the closet and making him drawers. And it was just, like, a giddy feeling. Like, oh my God, like, I don't know. I thought it was really fun.
I feel like because I had moved out as a teenager and lived somewhere else, it didn't fully hit me that this was, like, our place. And Dave, because Dave was there in the beginning, it didn't fully hit me until, like, the second month we paid rent. And I had bought groceries. And, like, I had cleaned up the house, and it was... Truthfully, I did something that, like, my mom had done where I was like, all these fucking, like, the counters are dirty. Why isn't anyone, like, it was like me, like, realizing I was like, oh, this is mine. Like, want this. And then realizing I'm like, oh, wow, like, we have this house. And realizing, like, Jake has a game room. Like, it was making it ours, like adding little things to like the house that I was like, oh, like there's pictures of us in the house, and like making it ours was when it hit me that I was like, oh shit, like this is like we're living together. Like this is actually like it's not me staying at your, like moving into your dad's house or you moving into my parents' house and us staying there. It's like this is ours. Like we make the rules of what's going to happen here. And I think that was a really big deal. And then it was a learning curve. It was a huge learning curve. Because there was, like, I love my husband to death, but he will just leave his shoes in the middle of the damn floor. And I'm like, I'm going to break my neck. And I'm like, if I trip and fall, I'm going to break my neck. So I had to like learn how to be like, hey, can you like not just take your shoes off in the middle of the damn floor or throw your laundry next to the laundry basket? Cause like, I don't understand. Like it's right there. And he had to learn to like tell me that it doesn't have to, you don't have to wipe every like last surface 7 times a day, Donna Hart style. Or for him, his biggest thing is he doesn't think the bed needs to be made every single day. And I disagree, but coming to an in-between on that and figuring out like little nuances, or getting used to like, I wake up at 6 in the morning, even on the weekends, and he sleeps until 10. So figuring out like, how do I wake up in the morning, but not wake him up in the morning? Those like little things that you don't realize when you don't live together.
Yeah. And then true grocery shopping, like when you go grocery shopping, you're like, I have to get stuff that I like. Well, it's like, oh, and then I also have to get things that he likes too. Like, it's not just me now.
Mm-hmm.
That mm-hmm. is strange. It is a strange feeling. I think
grocery shopping was a huge one. Grocery shopping's still a big one. And we've been together 9 years this year. And married 3, and I still, grocery shopping is still, I feel like, a challenge, because I make it a challenge, because Jake will just eat the same like 4 things, but I'm like, you don't want a little change, you don't want a little spice, you don't want to add like it, but it's like, it's weird, like you have to really figure out different things. Or even just for me, well, for Jake, probably is the hardest thing, is like, I like to change things all the time. I've rearranged this room that I'm in multiple times. I can't really rearrange our room that often, but I've rearranged our living room probably like at least once a year. And we've lived here 5.5 years. I literally probably rearranged it. I don't have that much options, but I make do with what I can make happen. But for Jake, that's probably sometimes irritating, because he wakes up and the whole fucking living room's different. Because I wake up at bumfuck early in the morning, so I'm like, just gonna fucking do this. But getting used to those things.
That is, yeah.
And I don't think people talk about that.
It's a big change. It's a big commitment.
I mean, he probably knew I did that because my old room. Mm-hmm. And also, because then you also learn how your partner's spending habits are when you live together too. Because when you're just dating, you don't really see that
your wife or
your partner goes to Target every Saturday. You don't see that.
You go every Saturday?
But when you live together, you see them Target bags.
You're like, I'm just going to disregard that question.
For no reason. I really did. I used to go, literally I would go to Target and just like browse their book section and wait for Barnes and Nobles to open. And then I'd go to Barnes and Nobles just for nosy. And then of course, because I was going to Target, I'd leave with something I didn't need.
Right.
No matter what. Sometimes it would be something for the house. Like 99, I'll take it back. Like 75% of the time it was something for the house. Was it necessarily something we needed for the house? Did we need new dish towels? Probably not. Did we get new dish towels? Absolutely. There was a period of time where I would go to Kohl's instead, and that's how we have all of our holiday shower curtains. But that was when Jake learned that I like to go to Target and Barnes and Nobles. He didn't know that before we lived together. He knew I liked to go there. He didn't know I liked to go there all the time.
That's a really good, like, saying that, like, when you move in with somebody, you get the feel of what their spending habits are. Like, that's so good. That should be highlighted. Because, you know, when you're starting to take things more seriously, like, for real, like, you're starting to take things more seriously, and, you know, you're getting to that commitment, like, you know, marriage, and moving forward with, like, both of your lives, and you're just like, they kind of spend a lot of money. We need to like sit down and talk about that. Like, we need to talk about our finance of our finances. Which actually kind of goes into our next topic.
Which leads me into the next one.
Yep.
I was going to say, go ahead.
So this is talking about you into finances. When do you guys go half or on everything? Or is this something like, okay, well, this person's going to pay for all of this? Like going back to back in the day, like Lucille Ball days when the man worked and he paid for everything and he did all the things and, you know, one just stayed back and cooked and cleaned the house.
Well, I mean, I think we've talked about this before is we've, for Jake and I, we've never been that typical couple. Yes, I do cook more, but from the beginning, we were friends prior to us dating. And when we did start dating, like there was a few times when we went out, like the beginning of us dating where Jake was like, oh, I'll pay. But then I'm not the type of person, I don't like someone to pay for me.
I don't like it either. Like,
I feel like I've worked very hard for what I've had. Yeah. It's weird. Like I've worked since I was 14. I feel very proud of that I've never had to rely on other people. So I was very adamant on like, there'd be times where we'd go and I'd be like, I'm paying for this. And like, I'm going to pay for this. Like, I don't care what you're like, I'm paying for this. It's going to be equal. So I think pretty early on in our relationship, we kind of started like equally. We put ourselves both on an equal setting where we would split things. And even now, it's pretty much an equal setting. Like, or if it's like 1 week where I'm like, hey, this is a pay period where a lot of the bills are heavier. Like, I have a lot of heavier bills because there's certain stuff that is just in my school bills, just in my name. Like, that's my responsibility. I'll be like, hey, can you make sure all this other stuff's done? So, like, we even it out. But we've pretty much always been, like, we're on equal footing for it. And that's so it's never been like, oh, he's taking more of the brunt, or I am.
Yeah, because I just don't like, I'm kind of how you are, like, I want to pay for, like, my own stuff. Because I don't like that feeling of somebody being like, well, I did this for you. Or, well, I bought you that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I like to be in control of what I'm doing. But, I mean, even when Kevin and I first started dating, he did pay a lot of the times when we would go out to eat. But I also didn't have a job at the time. But, you know, once I actually got a job, like, I would not, I guess pitching in is the word that I'm looking for. But I would pitch in, and then I would start doing my half. Like, I would buy him things, or I would get lunch for us or some shit, so that way we could be equal. And I felt that I was also contributing, because I also didn't want him to think that I was mooching off of him and he was paying for everything and I was just kind of sitting back not doing anything. So I do think that, yeah, I like
to do everything. It's such an interesting, yeah, it's such an interesting take, because I get very uncomfortable when I see posts where people are like, oh, it's a lot of, sometimes it's women where they're like, oh, like, I don't expect to pay for anything. And I'm like, really? But what are you contributing to it? Like, I don't understand that, because for me personally, I would never want to have to say I rely on,
hell no. Anyone. I don't like somebody holding me, like, over my head.
Jake. Well, it's not even that. It's not a holding over. It's we are equals in this marriage. We're equal partners. And I don't need to have you be able to, I don't want to have to come to you for me to buy something. Like, I work. That's my money for it that I've contributed. What we'd share as a household is what we've contributed. Like, we both bring in things for our home. But if I want to go, because I feel like a lot of the people who are like, oh, he's going to pay for everything. Yeah. But then did you have to go ask to get your nails done? Did you have to go at those types of things? Bothers me. Cause it's like, I'm a person. I'm my own person. I shouldn't have to ask someone to do something for myself. So I never want to feel like I'm not a control. And it would be the same thing for Jake. I would never want him to feel like he has to ask me. Like, it's a weird thing to me. And it's insane to me. And I'm not knocking anyone like however your household works, however your household works, it's fine. Just for me personally, that's not, I need to always be on an equal footing. Unless something were to happen where, say, I couldn't work anymore, I would still find other ways to be on my equal footing. That's one thing I'll say my mom always taught me well, is like, you're going to make shit work whatever way you do. I'm always going to find a way to be on equal footing. But for me, it was just always, I'm going to contribute and split things.
Yeah. I like being even. And then even when I tell people that Kevin and I don't have, like, when we have, that we have separate bank accounts. So I told somebody about this, and it was at work, and this person was just like so appalled, like, no, you need to have it the same, because my uncle bought fucking land, or I forgot what it was, but it's like they bought land and then he had all this money and then he took all the money. And I'm just like, okay, well, that's them. Like, that's not me. Well, you don't know what he's buying. You don't know what he's, you don't know what, well, he's
here's,
doing.
But here's my thing. Here's my thing. In that case, though, she was probably more protected because he's not accessing her bank account, so her money was still hers.
That's a good response.
Can I fully also tell you one of the main reasons Jake and I do not have a joint bank account is because both of us were too fucking lazy to go to the bank together at the same time. Well, two reasons. We couldn't figure out what bank we wanted to get because Jake doesn't like my bank and I don't like his. So we were trying to research what bank we want to go. But then we also were just too lazy and didn't have enough time between our schedules to go get one. So it was like, all right, we probably, when we get a house, we probably will just get one to make it easier. But right now it works and we're fine with it. But in that case, if he took that money and if he doesn't have access to her bank account, then her money's still safe.
That's true.
So what was the problem with her? He took his money? That he
I don't really remember the whole
and bought land.
I don't
all
remember
right, bye, go be on your land.
I just remember her saying like it was this big thing and that we should. I mean, I'm sure at one point, obviously, like we're gonna have one, but I also still want to have my own separate because, like, I like spending my money on stupid things, and if I want to buy him a present or buy him like a birthday present, yeah, like he's gonna know. Like, well, what did you take $250 yeah out?
Oh no, I said I would. I said I would still want to have, even when we get a joint one, I would still want to have one because there's also certain bills of mine that I just don't think he's responsible for. Like, certain debt that I acquired before we were married is mine. And I would want them to come out of the account that's just for mine. Like, that's just how I feel about it. And other people can feel however they want on that. It's just for me personally, like, yes, we are married. And what's yours is mine, what's mine is yours, whatever. But for me personally, that's not hit. Like, my school bill is not Jake's school bill. Like, that's right, just mine to deal with. Now, if I were to say tomorrow, like, hey, babe, I have, let's say I had $1,000 left on my school bill. I don't. I wish I did. Can we do some loan forgiveness here? But if we did, if I did and I was like, hey, I have this much left, I really just kind of want to pay it off. And he goes, yeah, here, I'm going to pay it off. Cool. Great. But it's not his responsibility. So, like, I don't know. I feel it's interesting because I've seen both coins of it. I've seen people who automatically just shared bank accounts, everything together, joined all of it. And I've seen people who have been married for like 20 years and still have separate bank accounts.
Yeah, it just works.
So I don't think there's a right or wrong reason. Like, rhyme or reason for it. I think it's whatever works for you. And I also think in today's day and age, we have a lot of really cool technology to send money to each other. So
that's true. Also fun. That's how, actually, how I pay my rent. It's by an app.
I wish my landlord would do that. That'd be dope. I do love a lot of these apps that we have for things. I was trying to think of anything else, like, for serious relationships. Oh, this is a good one. When do you take your partner to meet your family?
Shit, when did I do that? Honestly, okay, personally, I never.
I don't know. I feel like JK's been around.
Like, I'm not the type, like, oh my god.
Me either, to be totally honest.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, I'm gonna have you. Well, not me personally, but it's like, oh my god, I'm gonna have you meet my parents. Like, to me, I don't think it's a big deal. Like, I don't care. Like, so what, meet my family? Like, I don't think that's a major step in a relationship in my life, but. What about you? Like, do you, was that a big deal?
I have to agree with you. This is going to sound really shitty, and I'm so sorry. How do I want to word this?
Uh-oh.
I don't care as much about you meeting my family. I care about you meeting my friends, because what I found is my friends will be able to tell me better than my family if someone's going to be a good person to me. Does that make sense? Like, my friends will gauge a person around me a lot differently than my family. Because you have to think, someone who's around your family, like, meeting them the first few times, they're going to be on their best behavior. Mm-hmm. That being said, Jake met my family before we were dating. He threw up outside of my house. And then he stayed there. From a Halloween party. And he was throwing up. And my mom was like, you're not bringing him in the house throwing up like that. Like, she screamed out the window at it. So... he did meet my mom, and that was the first time he met my mom, was throwing up outside of my house. But I personally have never, and it just, my family, we're all going to tell you how it is either way. So we also don't care. Like, if my mom was like, I don't really like Jake, I'd be like, all right, cool. Still going to date him. See what happens. And which, spoiler alert, my mom likes Jake better than me half the time. It's great. But she likes you. She likes Jake. I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
I know. Like, when you travel, is Jake going to go with you? Is he going to be there?
I'm like, what's Jake going to do?
That's so funny.
I'm like, what's Jake going to do? I'm like, I'm the one going to be squaring up with the serial killers. What is he doing? What do you mean? But I'm like, my dad's got my back. But I always was very interested to see what my friends would say, because I feel like my friends would always point out things about people that I was with quicker, because they would be seeing kind of the real person opposed to what your family's going to see. Except for Rachel. I take that back. Rachel always was real quick to gauge whoever I was dating, and kind of, she was always right almost every time.
Good.
Almost every time. Rachel did have an eye for it. One ex that I'm specifically thinking of, she said was a terrible person. She went to push them down the steps in high school.
Damn.
And she probably should have. You don't remember?
I don't remember her saying that. I don't know if I was there.
The first one. I just put it in the chat. The first one.
I totally agree.
Exactly. That was a solid. There was two.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The first one.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
The one you agree with.
Yeah.
But no. So Rachel did always have a knack. She did have a knack for. She knew when I wasn't making solid choices. But that is most of our episode. I can't think of, you guys let us know if there's anything when you think a relationship is serious, because that is some fun stuff. But oh my god, I didn't even think of mine for this week, so I'll let you go first. But watch what I can do now is we're gonna do Song of the Week. That was really dramatic, but
that was really dramatic.
I was testing out a new one, so
should I cry?
Wasn't it? Should we pick an emo song just for that? So you have to go first, because I actually didn't think about my song of the week.
Oh no, I didn't either.
So yeah, what is your song of the week?
I'm just gonna go with the last song I downloaded.
Well, actually, I take it back. I have one.
Okay, well you can go.
What is it?
No, well, go ahead. I'm just going to go with the song that I downloaded last, and it's Chiodo's Flagpole Sitta. It's a remake. It's from the, you know, like the Pop Goes Pop, or the Punk Goes Pop, or whatever. It was off of that album.
It's, what is it? Flag, what?
It's Chiodo's Flagpole Sitta.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Chiodo's is killing it with the remakes, though.
Oh.
I love Chiodo's.
Okay. So I went opposite. I went with Big Red Machine featuring Taylor Swift, and it's a song called Renegade. So they're like a collaborative band, so they take different people and add. And what my favorite part of this is, it's featuring Taylor Swift, but she's singing on like the whole damn song. So it's really Taylor Swift featuring Big Red Machine is what we're talking about here. But it's a really cute little song going on here. So I need to post the picture of the book of the month because I forgot to do that. But we need to add these in. But we did get a little jingle. I don't know how I feel about that dramatic piano. We might keep it. We might not. Who knows? We also are adding a segment in where it's Ashley's Vet Corner. Vet Tech Corner. So if you guys have any questions or random things you wanted to hear Ashley tell you in the vet tech world, write them in. And Ashley's going to put once a month of random vet tech fun fact. And that'll probably be fun fact. Probably be the end of this month. We'll start that. So it'll be just once a month. She'll pull in some little cute fun facts. We also have some surprises probably in our up our sleeves. Wow, you could hear my knuckles crack for that. That was a little dramatic. But if you have not already, like, follow, subscribe. If you're on the Purple Podcast, leave a review. We just definitely appreciate it. And with that, we will be back next week with another episode of Side Note.
Side Note. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.